Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 27th of August 2024. Today's topic is Go Back to Your First Love. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 2 verse 1 through 7. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. And hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Verse 4. Nevertheless I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Our memory verse today is taken from Revelation chapter 2 verse 17. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. It is often said that when newlywed couple come together, they demonstrate high level of love and commitment to each other. Sadly, this condition does not continue to be sustained with many couples who find that their commitment to their marital vows soon fades away, creating room for deterioration in relationship, and in some cases plunging the marriage into divorce. This is what happens when people receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Their initial or first love for Christ and the things of the kingdom is usually superb, but often many deviate because of challenges of life and lose their commitment. Charles H. Spurgeon said, and I quote, I have now concentrated all my prayers into one, and that one prayer is this, that I may die to self and live wholly to him. Love for God is not just a feeling, but a commitment and profound sacrifice to stay with him at all times. You need to go back to your first love for God through consecration and rededication of your life to the Lord. He will accept you if you return to Him. Quote for the day. He will accept you. The challenge for today is, love for God is not just a feeling. Prayer. Lord, help me to return to my first love for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.